live from Adam's backyard.
This is the kitchen's fourth annual pool party.
Now, Adam.
Yeah, Matt.
I always hate when you spring things on me quite late because they're now live on Facebook Live. You know, I did one just before the last hour, right? As we got prepared to go.
We're doing another Facebook Live. Hello, Facebook Live people. That's Matt.
Hey, guys.
This is the pool party. We're going to give you a little tour. That's young Robin sitting up there on the helipad. We got people in the pool.
I did that. Come on.
Look at this.
Adam, I did try to get you in shot, but you just shooed me away. People on Facebook can see that and believe it, okay?
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm going to handball this one to Cordelia.
Okay, just put her under pressure.
You can be camera person for now. How's that?
Okay.
A little bit of a promotion.
Now, it's always promising when he springs surprises because he's using my phone to do this.
I love springing surprises on Matt because, Matt, I don't know.
I'll remind you, if it involves dunking me in the pool, you're paying for my Apple Watch.
I promise you, you're not going in the water.
Thank you.
Not yet, anyway. okay, so, Matt, during the last year, I've learned a lot about you. I said before about Lego, like, obviously, when we get you to build stuff out of Lego, you take a long time to do it. He's walking away from me like I'm going to
push Well, I'm actually just going to put my feet in the pool, actually. That is warm.
Now, I was hoping,
wow, that's a spa.
I was hoping your mum would be here by now because we've got a bit of a...
She's not, she's unwell today. So
Hello to Matt's mum, who's probably listening at home. Please feel better.
Laying in bed.
Feel better. Now, one thing I learned from you in the last year, Matt, is that you're not a very good chef.
I'm not good at a lot of things. Like, you had to tell me 3 or 4 times today to do, like, really easy stuff.
Yeah.
It was quite embarrassing, to be honest with you.
Just a little. But one thing I learned from you about not being a good chef is that there's room for growing here.
There's room for growing. Okay. Yeah. Now, I see there's a second table that's been placed out. So, do I know what's about to happen next?
Maybe you do. Because it's time.
Is there going to be a piece of audio playing that will confirm
when
it?
When you boiled the water, it was clear to me. You're the one who can't cook, who burns celery. You're a rock star. Everybody wants you. Cooker, who could really blame you? We're going to make you cook food.
Matt, it's your own live cooking show.
Do I really have to hop my feet out of this pool? Because it's a warm pool.
You do, buddy.
All right.
Come on over.
All right.
It's like Huey's cooking adventure, but just without Huey's bit.
Huey's cool, thank you very much.
He's pretty cool. Okay, so Matt, look, I thought I'd be nice to you a little bit.
Yep.
Everything in here is half prepared for you, so there's not a hell of a lot you have
to do. All right, what are we doing? Oh, we're back to the chicken again, are we?
We're back to the chicken.
It's the unofficial staple food of this house, I believe, is chicken.
It pretty much is.
So,
now, the usual flavourings and stuff, I'm grabbing those now for you.
Okay.
Have you got everything you need?
Well, look, Adam, I wouldn't know, but I think we got chunky vegetable stir fry and chicken breast stir fry. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That looks like everything.
Yeah, cool.
I'm going to need someone to act as a microphone stand.
I tell you what, I'll go grab your microphone stand.
You're capable of multitasking?
You start prepping that, man.
I need someone to actually hold my mic. I tell you what, let me get Jonas. Do you want to act as a portable mic? Actually, hop on up. Come on. Okay, and hold the mic like that.
Is he being lazy?
At me, perfectly. It'd be great. Is this on, Adam? This is on?
It's not on, no. That was the first test. Make sure you were ready for this.
Okay, good. So I'm not going to do this until I need health and safety. And that's you, Adam.
You can sort yourself out with a mic.
We've actually got an actual mic stand. Jonas, thank you. Cool, I'll take that again. So whilst I'm going to place that on a stand, actually probably not now because there's going to be a lot of noise that will come through. Adam, why did you come up with this idea?
I just did. I don't know why.
Yeah, no,
it's one of my crazy genius ideas.
Yeah, like actually doing this show in the first place.
You know what? This is actually the worst idea ever.
It is.
Anyway, so, okay. Matt, what are you going to do?
I'm cooking chicken, apparently. I guess it's on. I can confirm it's on. There's a red light.
Yep.
First, I believe, is the chicken. How long do we have following this break?
I actually allocated 15 minutes out of the show.
15 minutes?
I figured it might take a little while.
Yeah, you're probably right on that one. So I'm just going to dunk all the chicken in. Is that fair? All the chicken's going to go in? All right, cool. So there's no pressure or anything like that. It's just...
I will confirm Matt did wash his hands before.
I did. I was expecting a nice little action show this afternoon.
And instead,
here I am. Well, yeah, for you it's great, except for you having to set up a few cables. Instead, here I am, having to actually cook for people. Well, I'm going to dedicate this to my sick mum, who's at home, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to think of her, and I'm going to get this through, and she'll be telling me not to whinge right now, so I'm going to do that. So all the chicken is in, nearly all of it. Okay, that will do, and I'm now going to stir. I've got a lot of cameras on me at the moment. I've got a stabilizer on an iPhone, hello. Is it on? Yeah, it's on. All right, cool. And I'm just stirring with no real intent or purpose right now. Adam, I might need you back here, mate.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Do you want to come up? There's only so much I can pad.
All right, so I'm stirring it now. I've got the heater on.
How much heat have you got on there?
I'm on close to maximum, madam.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
No, don't do that. It's a bit too much.
All right, how about... I can see the smoke coming. You know?
Yeah, that's why it's a bit too much. Let's turn it down a little.
Okay, well, right, to the minimum.
Go. Let's go about four. How's that?
Four?
Yeah.
Oh, four. I was looking at the other end.
No, it's that end.
Okay.
All right, so you need some flavouring in that.
We do.
Do you want to go lemon pepper and chicken seasoning? I think you're experienced at this one.
Well, you know what? It's actually a tough choice, but I'm going to do chicken.
All right. You could not both, but it's all right.
Oh, I can do both.
You can be experimental, you know.
I'm just going to go with one.
Whoa, here we go. That's a bit much.
That's the wind for you.
Okay. It is marginally. It's actually cooled down with the wind at the moment. It's not too bad.
Well, I think my problem last one was that I didn't put enough seasoning down.
Let's get some sound effects here for the cooking.
That's just
pretty good.
All right, cool.
All right.
A bit more seasoning doesn't hurt anybody. And, oh, look at that smoke go. Nothing's on fire, guys.
Describe for the people, what do you see in front of you, Matt?
I see chicken being cooked out, and that's what I'm seeing in front of me.
I see a wok.
Yeah. I know, it's great. Otherwise, I really wouldn't know what I'd be doing right now. I can smell that seasoning. You can probably hear the sizzling of the fryer through the effects microphone. I'm just looking at someone just to try and save me from this, but that's not going to happen.
We're going to keep letting Matt cook.
Yeah, why don't you go to a song?
We're going to move to Cigala.
There might be better options.
We are live at my house. This is the kitchen for your drive home for the fourth annual pool party. Matt is a chef.
Yes. Reluctantly, I am. Yes.
Reluctantly.
We're still on Facebook Live, by the way. And I mean...
You can check this out in video for yourself.
Live.
Facebook.com/thekitchenfm. Matt, how are you going with cooking?
Well, I was just about to say, and I was just having this discussion with myself over the break, as I normally do, just talk to myself. And I was just thinking, we're on Radio Freer, but we're also on Incineration in Melbourne. I'm just thinking, if you're listening to us on digital radio and you're going down, say, Swanston Street at the moment, there's nothing better at the moment than listening to me
cook
chicken. It's the perfect way.
You're right.
Warm
it's the
summer
most
night.
Visual gag. And my friend sitting just next to me, David, always says, "You know what? You're doing radio. Why are you doing visual stuff?"
I know. That's the question I ask myself regularly.
Pool party, it all makes sense. Matt, how's the cooking actually going for you?
Well, when you're away, I put a little more seasoning. Is it now? Jonas told me to put salad in, but you don't put salad in a chicken in a hot wok. I believe.
You can,
but normally, well, it's stir fry.
It's stir fry.
You can. So I suppose I should do that then.
Is the chicken cooked?
Though I will point out, I'm not a massive fan of stir fry.
Yeah?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, is the chicken cooked? Because if you're not going to
eat
it,
you know what? I'm going to make an executive decision. I'm going to ditch the stir fry.
Okay.
Unless everyone knows here what stir fry.
Does anyone want to eat stir fry?
No? All right, good enough.
There's a couple of people saying yes. Come on, do the people.
Oh, wow.
Do what the people say.
Wow, that was dangerous. All right, I'll leave that there. We'll keep that in consideration as Adam tries to destroy all the equipment here. All right, now... I want to really stop stirring soon because I feel like I've got no purpose here stirring. So, Adam, I'm going to get you to come over here.
Yeah.
And actually get off the ledge and come over here.
Hang on. So you want me to like...
I wanted to observe. Do you reckon this is cooked enough?
I don't know. Well, the normal way you can check is to like break pieces in half and see if it's actually cooked all the way through. And then if it is,
you're supposed to be teaching me this, Adam. So.
Well, there you go. Look, that's all like not pink on the inside. So it's all good.
That's a good sign. So no one's going to die this afternoon, which is good because our insurance doesn't cover
that. We do have food that's getting cooked in an oven by my mum if you don't trust Matt's cooking.
Which is more than justified.
Yeah.
So I reckon I can start serving this, Adam.
Yeah, chuck it into the casserole dish there.
I'm going to be off mic briefly here.
There we go.
Actually, I'll put this towards me. I'll see if I can still be on air in the process. Adam, do you want to help commentate here or what?
Yeah, I can commentate. He's scooping chicken in literally one piece at a time. You know there are tongs here, right? Tongs kind of allow you to pick up pretty much half of what you cook in one shot.
I know, it's such a wonderful invention, isn't it, the tong? The humble tong. I should also turn this off as well when I'm done with that. You can hear the sizzling.
All right. What I might do, I'm just going to literally...
Yeah, can you turn
we're
this
doing
off for me?
Kitchen in no, the kitchen right. for a second. I'm actually going to walk inside and grab a couple of forks.
Yeah, that's important.
Conveniently placed all the
we
way through
the middle
like of the
kitchen.
We don't
want to eat like cavemen here. Though my sister can argue that I do eat like a caveman with my fork and knife at home.
Man, right, you've got a big knife sitting next to you.
Yeah, there's
do you want to just cut up some of those bigger pieces into littler ones?
Do you have a fork here?
Yeah, I've got a few forks.
Awesome. I would need that.
There you go.
Actually, let me ask everyone. Does it smell nice or not? Yeah?
A lot of nodding. No. Who said no?
Who said no? Might be from your dad back there, Adam.
There we go. Right, I can't actually cut these without you holding
I'll hold your fork, okay?
All right, Matt. There you go.
That doesn't sound bad out of context at all, does it?
It doesn't at all.
All right, so...
I suppose I need to do a taste test here.
All right, here we go. So Matt's going for a taste test. Everyone looking at Matt for a second while we just study his face to make sure he stays alive.
Now, if I'm alive, it means it's nice.
Okay, here we go.
Remember, I'm managing pork mints. Yeah. I've got experience.
Got experience. Here we go. He's doing a taste test. He's looking like he knows what he's talking about. Really doesn't. Is it good?
Yeah, what? Sorry. That's actually better than the last time I made chicken.
Really? Yeah. He has improved. Would you believe it?
Come and try
actually, I'll tell you what. I'll come and try some.
Yeah.
Health and safety here. I'll use a different fork.
Yes.
Here we go.
I think that's just the cooties rule, I think, Adam.
Actually, you have improved.
I have improved?
Yeah.
Better than my taco effort.
Last time when you made stuff, you burnt it. Because you cooked it for too long. But this time it's perfect, man.
I'm actually going to have another piece, actually. That's how nice it is.
Matt just made himself lunch.
And I haven't killed myself yet.
There we go. If anyone else here does want to try some of the chicken that Matt's cooked, it's actually not bad.
And there is sauce here on the side.
Yeah.
We've got marinade here and all that.
Yeah.
So coming up.
He's still eating it. I can't believe it. Matt is absolutely loving it.